As a teacher, you understand the pivotal role that multiplication plays in the mathematical journey of your young learners. It's not just a skill. It's a gateway to higher level math concepts. That's why finding effective strategies for teaching multiplication is crucial in your teaching toolkit. Today, we're going to explore tried and true methods to simplify and enliven the process of teaching multiplication, ensuring your students build a strong and confident foundation. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the One Classroom Over podcast. My mission is simple: to equip you with actionable tips, transformative stories, effective classroom systems, and expert insights for your K-5 classroom. I'm Farah, also known as the Center Fairy, your go-to guide for all things simplifying your teacher life. Each episode dives deep into key facets of the teaching experience, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional growth. So whether you're sipping on coffee at home, out on a walk, binge listening while you lesson plan, or on a daily commute to school, crank up the volume and get ready for a dose of inspiration and empowerment. Let's dive in.
Before starting to teach multiplication strategies, your students need to have a solid understanding of repeated addition and skip counting, specifically by fives and tens. It's also important that their mental addition and subtraction skills are solid for basic facts. If your students need it, review those concepts before starting multiplication strategies. Need games or printables to help with these foundational concepts? Make sure you check out our review and a snap line of no prep printables or our Squares Your Brain math games, which will save you time planning and give your students the engaging review that they need before moving on. Okay, let's chat strategy. Starting with the basics, the double up strategy is an excellent way to introduce your students to multiplication facts. This method focuses on multiplying by twos, turns multiplication into a simple addition of the same number. For instance, 4 times 2 becomes 4 plus 4. In the classroom, start with real life examples. Use objects like pencils or fruit to demonstrate the concept visually. Then gradually move to abstract numbers. Incorporate songs or rhymes about doubling can make this strategy even more engaging and memorable. Building on the double up strategy, the double double takes it a step further for multiplying by fours. Here, students double a number and then double the result again. For example, find 3 times 4, double 3 to get 6, and then double 6 to reach 12. To practice this in class, use interactive math games where students have to find pairs of numbers and their doubles. This not only reinforces the concept, but also adds an element of fun to the learning. The double, double, double strategy is an extension of these previous methods, ideal for multiplying by eights. Do you see a pattern here? It involves tripling the doubling process. For instance, to calculate 3 times 8, start by doubling 3 to get 6, double 6 to get 12, and double 12 to get 24. These strategies are why your students having a strong foundation of repeated addition and their doubles is so essential. Now, most students pick up the strategy for multiplying by 10 quickly. It's often learned in kindergarten or first grade. We can use this strategy to help us with multiplying by fives. To use the strategy, students first multiply by 10 and then divide the quantity in half to get the multiple of 5. For example, if you want to multiply 3 times 5, multiply 3 times 10 to get 30 and then divide the value in half to get 15. Now, this can be a more advanced strategy, and it really needs the students to have a firm grasp of doubling numbers. If they can double, they can usually undouble. Now, if students aren't firm on this doubling skill, then have students count by fives the number of times the other factor. For example, 5 times 7, we count by fives 7 times to give us 35. Once students have multiplying by fives and tens down, moving on to multiplying by sixes and nines should be a breeze. This strategy uses 5 and 10 to make multiples of 6 and 9. With this strategy, students either multiply by 5 and add a group to make 6 groups, or they multiply by 10 and subtract a group to make 9 groups. It does require their addition and subtraction facts to be solid, or at least have scrap paper nearby for a place to work it out. For example, if you want to multiply 6 times 6, then you multiply 6 times 5 to get 30, and add one more group of 6 to get 36. Therefore, 6 times 6 equals 36. Similarly, if you want to multiply 6 times 9, then you'd multiply 6 by 10 to get 60, and then subtract one group of 6 to get 54. 6 times 9 equals 54. Incorporating these strategies for teaching multiplication can help your students finally master those facts. Each strategy offers a unique approach to understanding multiplication, catering to different learning styles and preferences. Remember, the goal is not just to memorize facts, but to build a strong understanding and love for math. As such, it's important to remember when you start teaching multiplication, you start at the foundation of what multiplication actually is. Don't rely on tricks and strategies only. They are simply meant to help students learn ways to do multiplication mentally without memorizing a bunch of facts. Once your students have been taught the strategies that I've mentioned, you should provide them with practice sheets and have graphic organizers for the strategy. If you're a member of the One Classroom Over Insiders, check your email for a little surprise. As you experiment with these strategies in your classroom, observe what resonates with your students and feel free to adapt. After all, every classroom is a unique ecosystem of learning. I'd love to hear about your experiences in using these strategies. Which one worked best in your classroom? You can shoot me a DM on Instagram or leave me a comment down below. Until next time, keep being educational rock stars. Thanks for joining us on another episode of One Classroom Over. If you gained some valuable insights from today's discussion and want to up your teaching game, make sure to explore our full episode library on your go-to podcast platform. Click that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes, and take a moment to skim through the show notes for handy links to all the resources we talked about today. Your 5-star reviews not only brighten our day, but also help other teachers discover the treasure trove of educational tips and strategies. So if you found value in this show, we'd be thrilled if you could rate and review us. We're eager to connect with you as well, so slide into our Instagram DMs and share your thoughts on this episode. Better yet, screenshot the episode and tag both us, Farrah Henley Education, and a fellow educator who could benefit from today's topic. Your shares are an inspiration. Until next time, continue being the educational rock star you are, and thanks for making us a part of your journey.